much easier in case two guys come together at the same time. I always stress attendance. Attendance to Seder and Shir is paramount. You know, I'm very makel grader. We usually have one bechin or two bechin is the most. Even if you do, let's say, I don't know, an 80 on the bechina, but you're here every day, you're working really hard, you'll definitely get an A. But someone that, I really stress attendance, I'm not a policeman, but we do take attendance, and it's really important. I can only be make on someone that's there trying. So, and that's what you're really here for, YU. You know, you have Torah Mada, but you got to be here 9 to 3, you know. We do the best we can to learn and become B'nai Torah and Bali Midas. So that's what we try to do. Also want to stress Sundays. Sundays are as important as the other days of the week. It's not a day off. I would say attendance on Sundays may be, it's definitely as important as the other days, maybe even more important. Okay, so if you have difficulty getting in, make a schedule that you can get in. And even if you're away for Shabbos, it's really important that Sundays, at least till 1, you know, you're davening, you're learning, and you're there as well. Okay, the Iker is Ishtadlis. Like I always said, the Iker is the trying, the best you can. Also wanted to announce, I know a lot of guys already know, I published my first Sefer. It's called by Yosef David, and it was my father-in-law's 10th Yortzeit a few weeks ago. So Baruch Hashem was Zocha to publish my first Sefer. His name was Yosef, so he called by Yosef David. Really in the Navi and Shmuel, it's by Yosef O. David, but it doesn't wouldn't fit so good in the title of Sefer, so he left out the word. He left out the word Ode. So a lot of guys bought in the Koilet, so if you want, I could write an inscription, but it'll be in this farm sale, but it's just I wanted to share it with you. It's a big, the Iker part of the Sefer was that his neshama should have an aliyah, so Bez Hashem, I hope it will with the Sefer, and Bez Hashem, it should be good. There's skamas from Gedol Yisrael in there, and Baruch Hashem, we were able to get it together. Okay, so let's start this new sugya. It's a very new topic, and it's a fascinating sugya that really goes to the heart and core of belief in Yahadus, really, in essence. Okay, let's see the Gemara here from Chafei Amar Aleph, okay? Evan, why don't you read the Gemara, okay? Go ahead. Let's see the Gemara. Amar of Yaakov, Amar of Yechonah, okay? Okay. So Rabbi Yaakov says the name Rabbi Yochanan that if a person has an illness, God forbid, and he needs a medicine, he can get medicine from the bark of a tree which is called an Asherah tree. And the Gemara comments in Avodah Zarah and Memchesim and Aleph that an Asherah tree, either the tree itself was served, was deified, or under the tree there's an idol, and the tree is associated with the idol. So it could be one of two things, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Either the tree itself was a god, was deified, or there's an idol under the tree. And even to this day and age, medicine is made from types of bark, some medicines, ground up, and the tree is has bark, and you're making the medicine, the pill, from what? From this Avodah Zarah tree. And even though you're not doing Avodah Zarah by getting healing with it, but you are getting Hanah from an Avodah Zarah. Okay? And that's the issue at hand. So Rabbi Yaakov, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, is Mechadish Echidish, that you can take a pill from all types of Isuri Hanah, as Rashi says, Bechol Misrapin. Even, well, give me examples, guys, last semester of Isuri Hanah. Give me a good class two examples, let's say, that wouldn't be Avodah Zarah. Chametz, Orla, Kiloi Kerem. Right, oral, the first 3 years of a fruit tree, Kilai Kerem, the wheat and grapes together. Those types of pills that would come from oral or Kilai Kerem, no problem. It's an Isar, no, but he's sick. He's sick. That's permissible. That's permissible. We're going to actually see what the pshat in the Gemara is. Is his life in danger or not? But the Chiddush Din is that Isuri Hanah, oral or Kilai Kerem, Chum, it's no problem to have a pill with that. The problem is things that are associated with Avodah Zarah. That's the problem. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so let's go right to the Gemara. Go ahead. Yes, what's the case? If the guy, it's life-threatening illness, go ahead. Then even Atzei Asher Enam is a problem. If it's a life-threatening illness, then what? I'm sorry. There's a famous din, which we're going to talk about a lot more in the coming days,
When we get Talmud Beis, and next week, Biz Hashem, there's a din called the Shalosh Averis, that you have to give up your life. Yehareg Va'al Yavor. Yehareg Va'al Yavor. That's the Chiddush. If someone takes a gun to my head and says, I'm going to kill you, or kill Mr. X, I have to say, listen, you have to. I can't kill him. You have to kill me. I have to give up my life. Yehareg, be killed, v'lo yavor, don't be over to Yisr. If someone takes a gun to my head and says, have znus with an ashes ish, a married woman, I have to say, I'm not going to do it, and he's going to shoot me, sorry, I have to be shot. Guy says, bow down to this tree, or I'm going to kill you, you have to be killed. There's a din called Yehareg v'al yavor by the Gimel Averis. Murder, idolatry, and adultery. Okay? Let's get the Gimel Averis. Yehareg v'al yavor. So if it's a life-threatening situation, the Gemara says, even Atzei Asher Inami, the Gemara says. Even Atzei Asher, even if it's life-threatening, then even Atzei Asher should be what? Should be considered to be permissible. Because the Gemara at this point is ignoring the Shalosh Averis. Okay? We know there's a famous din, the Shalosh Averis, Yarei V'al Yavor, but the Gemara is ignoring that. The Gemara is saying, David, if it's life-threatening, the din is that even Atzei Asher you can do. Because what's the answer? The Gemara is ignoring the Shalosh Averis. Why is the Gemara ignoring the Shalosh Averis? Because it's not really what? Avodah Zarah what you're doing. You're taking a pill of Avodah Zarah. You're deriving benefit from an Avodah Zarah. But you're not doing Avodah Zarah. So that's why the Gemara doesn't even bring up the Gimel Averis. If it was life-threatening, no problem. You could take this pill. Go the other way, Evan.
You need to let go of Sakana.
Oh, and if it's there is no Sakana. Yeah, if there's no sakana, I mean, let him wait it out. He's not going to die. A few days, he'll be better. Right? Maybe he's a chol she'ein bo sakana. What's the definition of a chol she'ein bo sakana? The definition of a chol she'ein bo sakana is what? Someone that can't function properly. He needs to rest. He has to lay in his bed. Let's just mention very quickly. What are the three levels of a chola that we have in halacha? What are the three levels of a chola? There are three levels of a chola that Torah's Adam writes, the Ramban. A chola sheyesh bo sakana, life-threatening illness, which was the first line of the Gemara. Chola that has sakanis aver, one of his limbs might fall off. And number three is chola she'ein bo sakana. The definition is the Rav Shekhar always quotes from the Ramah, that he can't function properly. Now, what do you do in Hilchos Shabbos with these three guys? Chola sheyesh bo sakana and Hilchos Shabbos, what can you do? You can even do an issur d'oraisa. You could do an issur d'oraisa to save a guy's life. Chol she'yesh bo sakana, the guy's going to die. What about sakana saver? Finger, he's going to lose a finger. What can you do for that? You could do it a malacha midrabanan. Now, practically, the Miri says, guy might go into shock and die. He loses his finger. So, we assume that's automatically life-threatening. So, even if it's sakana saver, automatically, practically, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be a chol she'yesh bo sakana. And the third level is a chol she'ein bo sakana. What's a chol she'ein bo sakana? As we said, you're so ill, you have to lay in bed. What are you allowed to do for a chol she'ein bo sakana? You're allowed to do only refuah. Refuah is a gzeira. What's a refuah? A gzeira. Why is refuah on Shabbos usher? Gzeira of what? Tochein. You're going to end up grinding. Grinding is a molacha midiraisa. It's a gzeira of tochein. So if you have someone that's really ill and he has to lie in bed, he's allowed to take aspirin. He's allowed to take Advil or Tylenol. But if a fellow can get through Shabbos okay, right, he really shouldn't take Advil or Tylenol if you're functioning normally, okay? My wife always asks me that. Can you take an aspirin on Shabbos? Well, it depends. If you're feeling so ill that you need to lie in bed, then you're not functioning normally. So we'll allow what? We'll allow you to do refuah, which is exeter. That's suspended. But stop to do a refuah when you're not really ill, that's not right. So these are the three levels of chola that you have. So the Gemara says that if a fellow has, you're not allowed to derive medicinal benefit from any surana you are allowed to, rather, except for Atzei Asher. So Gemara says, what's the case? If it's life-threatening, then what? Then we would allow everything. Why would we allow everything even Atzei Asher? I thought you're not allowed to do Avodah Zarah. What's the answer? You're not really doing Avodah Zarah. You're taking a pill from Avodah Zarah. You're deriving benefit from Avodah Zarah, but you're not doing Avodah Zarah. Then the Gemara says the other possibility. Maybe it's not life-threatening. Well, if it's not life-threatening, then you shouldn't be allowed to do anything. You shouldn't be able to take any pill.
Or lucky loikerim. If it's not life-threatening, it's like a choloshein bo sakana. What do we allow for a choloshein bo sakana? At best, we only allow gzeiras. Yisuri ha'anah is nisid yiraisa. Yisuri ha'anah is nisid yiraisa. So you're not going to allow what? What do we allow for the guy's chol on Shabbos? Only a gzeira do we allow. We don't allow nisid yiraisa. So if it's not life-threatening, we're not going to allow you to take any type of pill. Or lucky loikerim, a chametz pill, chametz on pesach, nothing. So Gemara's grappling, what is the case here? What is Rav Yaakov's chiddush b'shem Rav Yochum? Everyone got this clear? Mimonafshach. That's what the Gemara is bothered by. If it's life-threatening, slam dunk, everything should be okay. If it's not life-threatening, then everything should be usher. What on earth is he talking about? That's the Gemara's bother. That's what the Gemara is bothered by. Okay, very good, Evan Viter. So what's the Gemara say? In reality, it's a life-threatening illness. If it's a life-threatening illness, then what? Then we should allow everything. Why do we not allow Atzei Asherah? It's not a Avodah Zarah. Go ahead. Still Atzei Asherah is a problem. Why is that? Go ahead. Right, we say this every day in Kriya Shema, twice a day, morning and evening. If it says you're supposed to love Hashem with all your soul, then why does it say with all your possessions? Go ahead. Yeah, and if it says with all your possessions, obviously part of your possessions is what? Yourself, right? So if you're supposed to love Hashem with all your possessions, then why does it say b'chol nafshecha? I think that's the assumption of the Gemara, no? That line's a little bit bothersome, no? If it says b'chol mo'odecha, why does it say b'chol nafshecha? I guess it's a kol shekain, right? If you love, you're supposed to love Hashem with all your possessions, obviously what? With your soul, right?
Obviously.
You don't think it's so obvious? So I think that's what the Gemara answers. Ella what? Ella, what does the Gemara mean? Go ahead. Right, the Bach adds, there are two types of people. I think Rosh is going to answer our question. There are two types of people. Some guys, their health is more important to them than their money. That guy whose health is more important than his money, then he has to give up his life, not to do Avodah Zarah. And then there are more guys, there are some guys that the money's more chashuv than what? The money's more chashuv than their body, so they have to also give up what? They also have to give their thing that's more precious than the money and make sure that what? And make sure that they are going to love a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So let's see Rashi. Go ahead, read the Rashi there on the bottom, the last Rashi. Lama Nemar. Right, in other words, that's what the Gemara is bothered by. You're right, there are two types of people. But why does the Gemara, why doesn't the Chumash just say the Chaviv Mishnayan? Right? What was the Gemara bothered by with the Pasuk? Objectively, there's got to be one thing that's more Chashev than the other thing. There's an objective terms. What's more Chashev? Your Nefesh or your possessions? Make up your mind. Why did the Torah have to say both? That's what the Gemara was bothered by, Yitzi. See, the Gemara thought objectively there's only one thing on the top level is the most precious to someone. So say that one, and that would be enough. The answer is it's not true. It's subjective. There are some people, their nefesh is more important than their mammon, and for some people, the mammon is more important than their nefesh. Go ahead. There are different types of people, and it could be certain people in their different stages in their own life might switch. But it could be both. Go ahead. Lekach what? Therefore, you need both. Lomar. Love Hashem more michachav alecha. Go ahead. And someone who gets healed from Atzei Asherah looks as if you're what? You're giving credence to it. You're admitting. You're thanking the entity, the Avodah Zarah. So that's a very big chiddush what Rashi says right here, right off the bat. Okay? Rashi says right here, a tremendous chiddush. Let's get it down. Rashi says, why is it a problem of Misrapa Batei Asherah? What is the problem of Misrapa Batei Asherah? And it could be talking about both people, a guy in his own life, different stage, or two different people. So the bottom line is you have to give up your life to do Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says the case is a life-threatening illness. You could take a pill from Orla, from Kilai Kerem, but you can't take a pill from Atzei Asherah. Why not? It's not Avodah Zarah. What's the terrors? We're going to introduce the following term. I want you to get the term. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Talmud Beis. It's called Abizrayu. Abizrayu means a subcategory. Abizrayu. The Gemara has it in Sanhedrin and Ayin Talmud Beis. And Rashi here says a tremendous chiddush. Rashi says, Beferish, that there is a chash mid rabbanon near it. Looks kimodaba. It looks as if you are what? You are emitting, thanking the shashay tree because you're deriving benefit from its bark, and it looks like you're thanking the avodah zarah.
Seems more precious than Hashem.
Yes, yes. In other words, you're giving power, you're giving credence to it as a deity, nira kimodaba, and therefore what? We will not allow it. It falls under the category of Yehareg va'al yavor. And this Rashi is a very big chiddush. Why is this Rashi such a big chiddush? Because what if I ask you, would this be derabanan or deraisa? What would you say? This is a derabanan. Nira, it looks like. As Sammy just said, is this guy really what, giving the Asherichi more chashivas than Hashem? Maybe not. He loves Hashem. He just needed a pill to get better. And the pill was from the Asherah bark. Is it really showing what? Is it really showing that he gives it, giving this more precedence than what? Than the Asherah? Is he really giving the Asherah more precedence than HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Maybe not. But it looks like it. It looks like it. You're taking a pill. You had a life-threatening illness. And this thing saves you? It's going to look like you're giving more precedence over Hashem. And that's a derabanan. You know, I would even maybe categorize this kind of like a marasayan a little bit. It's kind of like a marasayan, and we know that l'maisa. Pashup shot is near a, you know, I don't know if it's near marasayan, but it's a derabanan. It's a chash midrabanan, lushan that we could use. And that's why this is what? This is such a what? This is why this is such a very, very big chiddush. And this is why Rashi says that it's called what? It's called Abizrayu. Rashi seems to say that it's a drabonon. It's a very, very big chiddush. This is a drabonon. Rashi says, Nira kimodaba. These are shoshes lamaisa that passes a drabonon. Because of a drabonon, we're saying the din is yarag va'al yavor. That's what Rashi says beferisher. Abizrayu, Nira kimodaba. Okay? Kind of like a marasayan. Now, marasayan might be a keem deraisa, but here's a chash derabanan. It's not really marasayan.
It's marasayan, you don't do anything.
Yeah.
Marasayan, you're not doing anything. Here you are.
Yeah, I don't know if it's marasayan. Let's just call it what? It's a chash midrabanan. That's what we're going to call it. And therefore, you'll tell me that it's not avodah zarah, but there's a concept called abizrayu. Abizrayu, which we're going to get into today, Bez Hashem, tells me a subcategory on that, you'll say yarag val yavor. Okay? This is a very big chiddush. You know, I'm going to give you a dugma for it right now. Just very quickly. Do you know the Gemara says in Sota, on Daf Yud, that it's better that a man fall in a furnace of fire than embarrass someone in public? We learned that from Tamar. She refused to embarrass Yehuda in public, and the din is she was willing to die for it. Do you know Tosfos and Sota on Daf Yudim and Beis, let's get it, and the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shari Tshuva both say that there's a din yarag val yavor on Busha Barabin. If someone takes a gun to my head and says, I want you to embarrass Mr. X in public, and if you don't, I'm going to kill you, I have to let myself be killed. Can you imagine that? That's an amazing chiddush. Amazing. I can't think of a bigger mucker, a better mucker than that for Musser Haskell to be a mensch, to be a Baal Midas. I have to give up my life rather than embarrass someone in public. So for Busha Barabin, Tosfos, so maybe we'll talk about it another time, maybe next week we'll get it to the Sugya Amud Beis, or at the end of this week, we'll see Tosfos for Rabbeinu Yonah say, amazing, Rabbeinu Yonah's on a mission of us too, Busha Barabin, Yareg, Va'al Yavor. You know, it's hard to paskin on that, Evan, but I would say yes. The Meiri argues on this. Meiri is Cholek. Meiri says no. I don't know. It's hard. Rav Tuvia Goldstein, Zechat Tzadik LeBracha, great Rosh Yeshiva in Brooklyn, wrote a sefer. He paskin lekula. Maybe we'll discuss it at great length. Halacha l'maisa one shir. Okay. But it's a machlokes we've shown him for our purposes. Now he was mekel. Okay. The Meiri scholakin says no. It's a musser thing, but it doesn't mean really halacha l'maisa. They have to give up your life. But what I want to bring out is according to Tosfos and Sota and Rabbeinu Yonah, you see, there's a concept called abizrayu. is a concept called a subcategory that even though it's not avodah zarah straight up, even though it's not giving a raya straight up, even though it's not murder straight up, it's embarrassing a guy in public and he's going to look all white, malbin pnei chaver b'ra, make him all white. He's going to get terribly embarrassed. That's a din of what? That's a din of yarav ha'ara. So you learn a sugya, and we always stress in shir, we can learn methodological things from every sugya. You see, right off the bat, the way Rashi learns up the Gemara, that it's a concern what? A concern near a komodaba, you got to ask yourself, whoa, what's pshat? Rashi must be mechadish to us that a chash d'rabbanon is enough to fall under the category of an abizrayu, and there you will say yahareg v'al yavor. That's a very big chiddush, okay? That's a very big chiddush, which we're going to develop more now today, b'shem, okay? This is shitas Rashi, near a komodaba. Okay, that's the pshat that we want to suggest. Oh. Now we turn to Tosfos. Okay? Now we turn to Tosfos. Okay? What does Tosfos say? Tosfos, Dibur Maskel Chutz. Go ahead, Evan. Let's see inside. Oh, so Tosfos comes along and says, I want you to know something. The case in the Gemara is that the fellow cannot be healed from any other thing. There's only one thing in the world that can heal this fellow from his illness, is a pill from the Asherah tree, from the bark of the Asherah tree. She'ein yochel lisrapi misharetzim elabizeh. Kigon, what would be some other cases? Elabizeh, kigon. Let's say there's you could do an incantation with a shade, and the shade would make you better. Go ahead. Or something else out there. Period. So you read it, comma, and then the reason is, Tosfos learns that this whole Gemara is talking about you can only be healed. Rak yochol yisrape me atze asheru. You can only be healed from atze asheru. That's it. There's no other way to be healed. And you know what's going to happen because of that? You're going to be drawn and attracted to the Avodah Zarah. Asi lemimshach, lemimshach means to be pulled from the word Moshech. It's going to attract you. Asi lemitti, you're going to be mistaken, basar Avodah Zarah. Here he doesn't use the word Moshech, but it was in the Ran. Okay, we'll see that in the Ran. I think the Ran used the word Moshech. Okay? Asi lemitti means you're going to come to make a mistake, you're going to follow after the Avodah Zarah. It's very attractive, it's going to draw you in.
Asi,
what'd you say?
After you do it or before?
After, and he heals you. The whole process is going to heal you. Asay limshoch, limshoch, basar avodah zarah. And the reason is because it's so what? It's so great. There was no other way to get healed, and this did the job. So therefore, that's a very an attractive way that's going to lead you after avodah zarah. It's hard for us to really relate to it. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Yetzahara to Avodah Zarah was nullified because it was so great. It's hard for us to relate to. But the Yitzhar for Avodah Zarah was so great and they were Mavakalin. Not Shekhness Agdol were Mavakalin. Gemara says it in Yuma as well. It was a great Yitzhar, hard for us to relate to nowadays because we don't have that Yitzhar. Not Shekhness Agdol got rid of it with the agreement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Bisman, the Gemara, it existed. And certainly in a scenario where this is the only way you're going to get healed, and it heals you, that's certainly going to draw you after this Avodah Zarah. So this is what Tosfos learns, a tremendous chiddush. But let me ask you fellows, what do you see from this Tosfos? Again, what is it? What is this concept? What do you say? What is this concept? Is it the Yoraisa? Is it the Rabbanan? The way Tosfos articulates this Gemara, it's going to lead you to do Avodah Zarah. What's that called, guys? Ellie? Excellent. It's a gzeira. You're not allowed to do muksa on Shabbos because it might lead you to carry in a place where there's no Eruv. This is a gzeira. So right off the bat, you learn this Gemara. You see Rashi's take. You see Tosfos' take. That they're learning this Gemara that it's a derabbanan problem. And despite the fact that it's a derabbanan problem, we will say the halacha of Yehareg v'al yavor, and it's called an abizrayu. And that's the topic we have to discuss today. Is it the Rabbanan agreed upon that it always is an abizrayu? Well, you learn our Gemara, It seems right off the bat from Rashi and Tosis that a derabanan will make something in Avizrayu, and therefore you will say Yehareg v'al Yavor. And that's exactly what we say to this fellow who's so ill. We say, I'm sorry, we can't give you the Asherah pill. He says he's going to die. We say, we feel terrible for you, but what can we do? That's halacha. But you're not doing Avodah Zarah. Doesn't make a difference. It's a derabanan. It's an Avizrayu. According to Rashi, it looks like you're giving credence to it, that you're deifying it. Yitzi, I don't know if it's as bad, more than a Kodesh Baruch Hu, giving anything. Avodah Zarah is another God. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't have to be greater than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the only God. Ribono Shel Olam, Melech Malchei HaMelechim. Second, you bring in another God. That's Avodah Zarah. Doesn't have to be greater. So Rashi says it looks like you're giving credence to another deity. Tosfos says it's going to lead you to do Avodah Zarah because Tosfos learns that Gemara makes an Ukimta. That what? That there is no other way to be healed. Let's just finish the blank. According to Tosfos, if, however, there was another what? Another way to be healed, then what would you say? Let's say there was another way to be healed, and he took this Asherah pill. Would it be us or Mutter? Be Mutter, because it's not going to draw him after the Avodah Zarah, because he says, no great shakes. He could have done it through a salve. Could have done it through a bandage. You follow me? Tosfos is constricting and pigeonholing the Gemara only to a case where there is no other way to get healed. And therefore, if there's no other way to get healed, that's going to lead you to do Avodah Zarah. But if there is another way to be healed, and you took this pill, no great shakes. It's not going to lead you to do Avodah Zarah. You say, what's the big deal? You could have done it in a different way. Okay, that's an important chak. Well, now, a few fellows ask me in Seder. You got to finish the blank in Tosfos. Okay? But what we're bringing out is that Rashi and Tosfos formulate that a derabanan can make an abizrayim. Okay? Yeah, Nate, go ahead.
You can't say that Tosfos is making, like, even in the case where an Asherah tree is a little way to be refuah, it's even more so in the case where the Asherah tree is just one of the many ways to kill you.
No, because Al Pisvara, that case is not going to lead you to do it. He's going to say it befavorish, but that case, Al Pisvara is not going to lead you to do it with a Zara. You don't think there's no great shakes in it because I could have gone done it another way.
Wouldn't that like, be like glorifying the Asherah tree, like by saying like I'm going in one of many ways?
It's a good point. It's a good point what you say. Good point. You hear everyone hear what Nate's saying? Nate's saying you have a lot of different choices of medicine and you choose that one. So Nate's saying you're giving chashivas to it. The answer to your kasha, it's a good, very good kasha. I think the answer to the kasha is the guy really doesn't care. He wants to get healed. So this was the easiest thing in front of him. That's what you have to say. And I think that's a plausible answer, plausible svar. But it's a good point what you're saying. And there's Nate saying, what would be the case if he asked me, Rebbe, what would be the case if he has different choices in front of him, and Itaka what? And Itaka chooses that one. So I would still say, according to Tosfos, that if the whole issue is that it's going to draw you after Avodah Zarah, it's not going to draw you after Avodah Zarah because there were other ways to do it. You see, according to Rashi, it's a very good point you brought up, Nate. What would you say according to Rashi? What was Rashi said the whole issue was? Nearer Kimoda. According to Rashi, you look like you're giving credence. What would you say according to Rashi? Do you think Rashi would agree with Tosfos? We're going to get to the Ron, Biz Hashem, but what do you think Rashi would say about this? What did Rashi say? Nearer Kimoda. Yeah, I'm not sure. I think you could go either way according to Rashi. Because Nearer Kimoda Ba, you take the medicine, you get better. If there are other ways to do it, are you really giving credence to it? Maybe because there are other ways to do it, and people know about that, you're not really giving credence to it. On the other hand, you could say what?
Why did he do it the other way?
On the other hand, you could say that what? The fact is that what? It did heal him. The outcome was it's good, so it would be motiva. So I'm not sure from Rashi, because we're going to see the Ron's going to be chaylik on Taisi, we'll see. I'm not sure which way in Rashi. If I had to be a guessing man, a betting man, which I'm not a betting man, if I had to be a betting man, I would probably say, according to Rashi, that he would be whole like on Tosfos and whole like the Ron. Because the bottom line is, if you get healed, you're going to thank the thing. It looks like you're going to thank the thing. So if I had to project, and the Rishonim don't say which Rashi is, I would say Rashi would be whole like on Tosfos. Okay? So, but we'll see. Okay? So Tosfos, we'll see with the Ron. But this is what Tosfos writes. Tosfos says also it's a gzeira, and the issue is that it's the only thing that's going to heal you. It's going to draw you after Avodah Zarah. But if there are other things around, it's not going to draw you after Avodah Zarah. Let's just finish up inside. Evan, go ahead. Then we'll get to your kasha. Go ahead. Now, Ben Dama was one of the Tanoim. He was the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel. Okay? He was a nephew of Rabbi Shmuel. You know, there's a famous Gemara. I don't know if you're familiar with it. In Menachos, on Sadi Tesame Beis, that Ben Dama asked Rabbi Shmuel, Ma'u Adam Lomo Chachmas Yivonis? Can you learn secular knowledge? He asked his uncle. So what was Rabbi Shmuel's answer?
Find
the time between day and night, then learn secular knowledge. That's what the Gemara writes. That's the most famous conversation, at least I know of, between Ben Doma and his uncle, Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, that's in Yevamos, Sadi Tesame Beis. Interesting. Menachos, Sadi Tesame Beis. So the Gemara of Avodah Zarah has a different story. Okay? So what's the story here? Go ahead. Right, Dafko Zayim is a Nashu Nachash, a snake bit him. Right, Lerposo. So the story was that Ben Dama got bitten by a snake, and Yaakov Ishkfar Schanya came to heal him. Now he was an Avodah Zarah man. He was not Bikoris man, this man. Go ahead. Mishum the Apikoris Mashkel. I have the Apikoris Mashkel because the Avodah Zarah was drawing. So his uncle did not allow this man Yaakov to heal his nephew. And you know what happened? The Gemara, I always stress, we should try to look up the Gemaras. What does the Gemara say there in Avodah Zarah? That Ben Doma asked his uncle, he said, Rebbe, my brother. It was his uncle. He said, what do you mean there's a pasuk? There's a pasuk that says, v'chai b'hem, that you should live by mitzvahs, not die. So he says, he's pleading to his uncle, let him what? Let him be healed with it. And then all of a sudden, before he was able to get the pasuk out and quote the pasuk which he was trying to say, he should be allowed to what? Should be allowed to get healed, he died. And Rabbi Shmuel said, Ashracha, happy is this tzaddik that died, when hand me the Avodah Zarah Yitzi. He said, Ashracha, that his holy soul passed away, and that it was wrong that he should not have gotten healed, and it ended up being right that he ended up dying without being healed from this situation. So what you see from this is a raya. What's the raya? That the whole problem is only when it's going to what draw you after Avodah Zarah. When is it a problem that's going to draw you after Avodah Zarah? When it's the only thing that can what? That can heal you. Okay? It's the only thing that can heal you. If there are other things that can heal you, it's not going to draw you after the Avodah Zarah. And this was the only thing that could heal this man. And therefore, Ben Dama, and he said he refused to what? His uncle refused to what? Let him do it. What daf is it? Chav Zayin and Beis and Avodah Zarah. Let me just read you the Lashon.
What was the medication in that case?
It was a medication. Some type of pill from Asher. Right, it says, Lo nicho Rebbe Shmuel, v'amalei Rebbe Shmuel achai, hanach lo v'erpim menu. He said, let me be healed. V'ani avi mikra min ha-Torah. I'll bring you a pasuk. He wasn't able to say the pasuk, and he died. Umeis. Karlov Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said about his nephew, Ashrecha ben Doma, shegufcha tohar, your body is tohar, yatzun nishmasecha betara. Lo avarta al divrei chavirecha, you didn't transgress the words of the chachamim. Shayu omrim poritz geder yishchenu nachash. The breaker of fences, the snake will bite it. Okay? So this is a raya for Tosos that if it draws you after Avodah Zarah, it's usur. But it only draws you after the Avodah Zarah if it's the only thing that's going to heal you. Viter Evan, go ahead. No. Mefarsh Yushalmi. Now he quotes a different Yushalmi. Actually, this is the first Yushalmi. Where's Shmona Shratzen? What Masechta? Shabbos. Right, go ahead. Oh, he wanted to do incantation through a foreign deity to get healed. Lilchosh just means incantation through czar, through a foreign deity. So is that okay?
Gears change.
Okay. What'd you say?
There's a gears change over here. It says Yeshu.
Okay, interesting. It says Yeshu Jesus, really. Yeah. Okay, good. So that's considered to be what? Obviously, that's Avodah Zarah, right? So Machlik is the Rambam, the Rebbeinu Tam, whether Christianity, Catholicism is Avodah Zarah. The Rebbeinu Tam says it's a Shutvis. It's the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is a shutfis. Really, they believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. It's usur, but it's not Avodah Zarah. Rambam says it's Avodah Zarah.
It's machleis the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam. Let's get that down. Is Christianity Catholicism of Avodah Zarah? For a goy to engage in it, is it Avodah Zarah? Rambam says it is. The Rabbeinu Tam says it's not. But the Minchas Chinuch points out, and the Note of Beauty, the Chasam Sofer point out, that's only for what? For non-Jews, the machleis. But for Jews to engage in, certainly it's Avodah Zarah. It's an important distinction. For a Jew to engage in, for sure it's Avodah Zarah. Okay? So that's what you have, the Gersh of Sammy. Does he quote anyone who says that? Okay. All right, go ahead. Aval what? Aval Ayadei Tachboshes. Oh, where does it say? Aval Ayadei Tachboshes. Where do you have that? Interesting. Okay. Tfus. Tfus. I'm not sure what Tfus that is. Oh, but what's Tachboshes mean? Shari. If there's another way, we'll allow this incantation. Tosus is amazing. The Yerushalmi says that he's allowed to do this incantation because why? Because it won't lead him after doing Avodah Zarah. Why won't it lead him after doing Avodah Zarah? Because he could have done a bandage just as well. Kid Amrinan, go ahead. Then there's the next staff in Avodah Zarah in the Bavli, go ahead. Oh, Rav Yaakov actually allowed Yaakov is a different fellow, bless you, Yaakov is a different person. They allowed him to put, Rav Avoh allowed him to put a salve on a wound that he had. The Gemara there says that the other Amoraim licked it off because it was going to kill him. It was a bad salve. The other Amoraim saved his life. But he allowed the salve to be put on from an Avodah Zarah Nick. How could he allow that? What's the answer? Because there's another way. Excellent, Sevi. Because there's another way to do it. So you see, Tosfos holds, if there's another way, it's okay. Because when there's another way, it's not going to lead you after doing the Avodah Zarah. Okay? That's the Chiddush of our Tosfos. That's the Chiddush of our Tosfos. But again, we're building it up. That Rashi says that it's a Chashas d'Rabbanan, Tosfos says it's a Gzeira, and that all fits the bill of Abizrayu. Fits the bill of Abizrayu, and on that you'll have to say Arva Yavor. Okay? Oh. The Ran here on the spot here, and the Dapi Arif, the Ran argues and states as follows. The Ran says, let's take a look, let's open it up, okay? The Ran argues, okay? And the Ran says, I argue with Tosfos, okay? He quotes, you see the beginning of the Ran, okay? Ran says exactly like the Tosfos, and then, six lines up, I'm not sure if you have Oz Bahad or differently, it says, Aval B'Yushalmi. Let's pick it up, see, it says, Aval B'Yushalmi. Let's pick it up, Aval B'Yushalmi. The word before that is Lemshuche Basra. It's exactly like Tosfos said. Comes the Ran and says, I have a different Yushalmi. Go ahead. Which is in Avodah Zarah. The Tosfos Yushalmi was Yushalmi in Shabbos. Go ahead. Even if the patient says, bring me leaves, generic leaves, go ahead. And they bring from him what? What do they bring? They bring Achi Asherah leaves. What's the din? Oh, he's got to die. Why must he die? He just wanted leaves. Any leaf could have done it. But they brought him Asherah leaves. He's still got to die. Go ahead. Oh, you see, not like Tosfos. It's not like that you're going to be Moshech after it. Because it's Usher even in a case where there'd be another way to be healed. Ella, why is it Usher? Mean? Oh, so the Ran argues. The Ran says, Afilu Yachol Lisrapos Be Ofen Acher Adayin. You have to let yourself be killed. Adayin Yamus. Okay? Adayin Yamus. Amazing. The Ran argues. Why does he argue? If the whole issue is to be drawn after Avodah Zarah, you're not going to be drawn after Avodah Zarah. Go ahead, Evan. What does he say? What's he bothered by? You're not doing Avodah Zarah, but you're over a lav of Avodah Zarah. Abisrayu, guys. It's a lav, you're not allowed to cling to any part of Avodah Zarah. That's enough to be called an Abisrayu.
That's enough to be called an Av Israel. And it's a formal din. Lo yidbuk biadcha m'umo min acherin. You'll tell me, Rebbe, but I'm not doing Avodah Zarah Mamish, but it's a lav associated with Avodah Zarah. A lav associated with an Avodah Zarah. It's not a gzeirah that you're going to come to do Avodah Zarah. It's a lav that's associated. It's a formal objective category. And once you're over that, it doesn't make a difference what the scenario is. You can have 100, 200 other ways to be healed. You did something that's associated with Avodah Zarah. You're over the lav, yarav al yarav. But it's not what? Avodah Zarah Mamish? Who cares? There's an avazrayu to Avodah Zarah. And I'm Israel of what is Zara, you say the din Yarav Lo Yavla. And the Ran is Cholik on Tosfos. And I want you to get this, he's Cholik on Tosfos on two accounts. Number one, he's Cholik on Tosfos in the scenario of the Gemara. Tosfos said the case was pigeonholed to a case where you could only be healed from this. The Ran argues and says, even if you can be healed from other things, that's number one. Please, this very important Nakuda. He's arguing on Tosfos regarding what the case of the Gemara is. He's not pigeonholing the case. That's number one. And number two, he is arguing Eli and he's saying that the problem the Gemara is what? Not a Derabbanan problem, like Tosfos said, but it's a what? The Araisa problem. So I want you to get those two points on. Number one, Uvda, the case he's arguing on Tosfos on. In the Gemara, and number two, the fact is he's saying it's an issue, the Araisa issue. It could be that according to the Ran, something that's the Rabbanon would not be enough to be called an Av Israel David. You follow what I'm saying? Maybe the Ran would argue with Rashi and Tosis' take that a Rabbanon problem is enough to label it as an Av Israel. It's not enough. You need to be formal, a formal the Araisa. So what we want to point out here from this Ron is arguing two accounts. Two accounts here. The Ron is saying a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Okay? Go ahead. V'kule lav delay. Oh, unbelievable. All the lav we say the Rabbah. Now let's, we'll glean that and we'll come back to that. To that Ron. So we have the Ron clear. So this is an amazing, we've set it up now. You got Rashi and Tosfos' approach to the Gemara. And you have the Ron's approach. Rashi Tosfos the Rabbanon, the Ron's the Araisa, the Ron is Cholik on Tosfos what the case is. And Nate brought up earlier, he said, Rebbe, what's Rashi going to hold like? Is Rashi going to hold like Tosfos and the Ron? So it's an interesting question you bring up, Nate. Why? Because the truth of the matter is you could split it. What do you mean to split it? You could say that Rashi will hold, that is the Rabbanon like Tosfos, but regarding the case, what would you say, Nira Kimodaba? I would say that as long as he gets healed, he would give credence. You know, I'm not so sure. I'm really not sure. You should write in the notes, we're not sure what Rashi would hold like. Because the truth of the matter is, maybe he won't give credence. If there are other ways to get healed, maybe he won't be motivated to it. You hear what I'm saying? Rashi could go either way. You follow me? No one knows Rashi could go either way. Rashi's the promise, Nira Kimodaba. Well, if this guy's going to be healed, in a case where you could be healed from multiple things, are you going to be motivated to it? Maybe yes, maybe no. Truth is, okay, on one hand, the outcome is you got healed. On the other hand, what's great shakes is it? You could have done something else. Are you really going to think it's? I'm not sure. You know, to make it neater, I'm really not sure. Maybe you should just say Rashi and Tosfos are together against the Ron. But I do know one thing, that the Ron is arguing Tosfos on two accounts. Number one, on the case of the Gemara, and number one, that it's not the Rabbanah, but it's got to be the Araisa. These are the two points of Ron's calling. Rashi, I'm not sure. And after thinking about it, maybe Rashi's more like Tosfos. Yeah, what's your first name again?
Josh,
go ahead.
Moran of Azaris says, for it together, it's a parish, but it's a Durban.
What do you mean the Gemara there? Por it together. Por it together, Shem Nasa, Puskin Mishle.
Yeah, so you see from the Gemara, that it's even if it's a Durban.
You mean you're saying from the Gemara you see the parish that it's Durban? Yeah. It's a good point, Josh. First of all, we always know. We always put, if there's a pasuk in Nach, we always say, Zemachlokes Balamor, Re Barceloni, whether Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivrei Torah Dami. So it's not, you know, that's a pasuk in Mishle. So it could be that it is the Araisa. That's number one.
But the Gemara says Por together, you see they're calling it a getter.
I understand. You're right, they're calling it a getter, but I'm saying that could still be referencing maybe Lo Yidbuk Biadcha. That's what I'm saying. You're Por together because you're over alive in the Torah. It's a good point, Josh, what you're saying. Pasha says you're right. It would seem, Josh has pointed out very nicely, it seems a fit Rashi and Taz is better because it's the Rabbanah. Parutz Geder. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that when you're doing something wrong, like at the Rabbanah. But it's not a slam dunk raya. You could say, number one, the Pasuk in Mishlei is Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah. Number two, it's saying Parutz Geder because you were over in the city of Raisa. Okay? It's a good point, but I think that's the way the Ran would read the Gemara. Okay? The Ran's got to get out of the Gemara. That's what I think the Ran would say. Okay? Very good point, Josh. Well, excellent. Okay? So we see clear, we have this machlekes. Okay, so I want to point out the following. Okay? Yeah, Evan, go ahead. Real, you've been patient. Go ahead.
I don't understand
Abizrael.
Is it
the
Rabbanah or
the Raisa? So it's definitely the Raisa. Definitely the Raisa. It's clear. Okay. The word Abizrael means a subcategory. Where is Abizrael mentioned in Shas? Where is the word in Sanhedrin? Ayin Dalin and Beis, the word appears. Abizrael. The word in Sanhedrin and Samach Dalin and Beis appears. I'm sorry, on Ayin Dalin and Beis. The Gemara has a machlokes whether B'nai Noach, Goyim, are Mitzuvin Kiddush Hashem. And the Gemara says, according to the opinion, that they're Mitzuvin, the Mitzuvin Kiddush Hashem, and all the ancillaries. The word Abizrael means ancillary subcategory. Okay? So that's where the word appears. Abizrael. If you want to know where it is in Shas, we should mention. I wanted to know where it was, so I could tell you fellows where the word actually is mentioned in Shas. Let me read it to you. The Lashon. Okay? Boy mine Rabbi Ami ben Noach mitzuva kiddushim o ein mitzuva kiddushim. Amar Rabbi Tasha Hashem mitzvah stav ne Noach im isa tamane havin. Amar le Rabbi inu v'chol abizrayu. Inu v'chol abizrayu. So it means subcategories and ancillaries. So it definitely means the arises, like the Ran. Question is, does it mean the Rabbanans? That's what we have to discuss. Okay? To answer your question right now, I would say Rashi and Tosfos yes. Ran no. Right, Adam? Rashi and Tosfos will say the Rabbanans will fit Abizrael's, and the Ran will say no. That's what I, to answer your question right now. Okay? Well, that's what I would say. We're going to discuss it. But I want to point out to you, before we get to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which I gave you a photocopy, amazing Gemara, that Gemara. I want to mention to you, there is a Maram Chalava that I gave you in the Maram Akomos. It's Kedai to get a Kobitz Beforshim, new fellows if you can. And the Maram Chalava points out the following. I think the Maram Chalava is a confluence of both the Ran and Tosis together. He combines Rashi and Tosis with the Ran. Why? How do you see that from the Maram Chalava? Because what does the Maram Chalava say? What is the case where the Ran and Tosis argue? So we should get the case. What is the case? Havei Alin Stam. The guy who's ill asks his Chaverim, bring me Stam leaves. V'mevio Asherim. They brought him Asherah leaves. Can you get healed or not? Obviously, you can get healed from other things. Tosa said, yes, Mutter, and the Ran said, Usher. Ran quoted Yushalmi. Yushalmi of Avodazar. Ran says, Usher. Okay. The Maram Chalava here starts off with Tosfos, and Tosfos says, he starts off saying, what's the case if the guy says, Have Alin shall Avodazar? What's that case going to be? What do you say in that case? Let's say the fellow who's sick says, bring him what leaves of Avodah Zarah. What would you say in that case? Everyone says it's Usher. Usher. Everyone will say that's Usher. That's the case of what? The only the leaves of Avodah Zarah can heal him. So the Maram Chalava begins by saying that case, where it's Usher, and then he asks, I don't understand, why is it Usher? It's not Avodah Zarah. Maram Chalava begins with this case, which everyone agrees is Usher, right? And then he asks, why is it Usher? It's not Avodah Zarah. It's Hana. So what does he answer? He answers, Lo Yidbuk Ba'ad Chamuma Min Acherim. He answers, Lo Yidbuk. So what is he doing? Is everyone chap this? He starts off with Tosfos, right? Because Tosfos is the only one who says that this case is what? Asr alone, right? Havi Alin of Avodah Zarah, but if you have Alin Stam, Tosfos said Mutter. So he starts off with Tosfos, and then he asks what? Why is it Usher? And what does he answer? Lo Yidbuk Bi'adach Amun Lecherem. Whose answer was that? Who? The Ran. Exactly.
So the Maram Chalva, that's what the notes points out, and Gedolei Achronim point out that the Maram Chalva is combining Tosis and the Ran. He's combining the issue of what? Moshech after Avodah Zarah and the issue of Lo Yidbak B'Yacha. This is the Maram Chalva. Maharam Chalva. That's the Chiddush that we want to point out here from the Maram Chalva. He's combining both reasons. Because he begins with Tosus, his Alin Shel Avodah Zarah is Aser. Why is it Aser? So Tosus said it's Aser because it's going to lead you to do Avodah Zarah. The Maram Chalva says, why is it Aser? It's not Avodah Zarah. He's just Lo Yidbak B'Yacha. So you see, he's combining, he has a confluence of both Tosus and the Ran together. That the anchor is Lo Yidbak B'Yacha Mu Min Acherim. The Maram Chalva says like this. And therefore it comes out that Tosfos would never have said his case of Asi L'Mimshech Basar Avodah Zarah unless he had a what? Unless he had a lav to hang his hat on. So what we want to suggest, and that's what the Be'er Avram suggests, okay? Be'er Avram suggests is that we're not going to stick with this Mahalach, but I want you to get this first Mahalach, that Rashi and Tosfos, even though we presented it in the beginning of Shir that it's a Derabbanan and it's an Abizrayu, maybe not so fast. Maybe the Rashi and Tosfos are based on what? Lo Yidbuk B'Yadcha. Even though they didn't say it, but just like the Maram Chalva presented it like that, maybe that's what Rashi and Tosfos are doing as well. You follow me? So I want you to get that down. So in other words, this is Beferish Mishon Maram Chalva has the combination that Lo Yidbuk B'Yadcha for Tosfos is really the anchor of Asi L'Mimshach. We're right. It's the anchor of Asi L'Mimshach, and also might be the anchor for Nira Kimoda, which is what Rashi said. So this is if you say it like that, Evan, then you ask me, is Abizrayu the Rabbanans? So I said yes. According to Rashi, does yes. Now I would say to you, if you say that they're going with the Maram Chalva's Mahalach, then no. Because even though they're the Rabbanans, but they are really anchored on what? They are anchored on a lav, and therefore without that anchor, it never would be an Abizrayu. So I want you to get this. That's why I gave you the Maram Chalva. Maram Chalva is an example that maybe you could say that Rashi and Tosfos really are anchored on this Lo Yidbuk. Because again, how do we prove it? Because the Maram Chalva begins like Tosfos. He says, bring me leaves of Avodah Zarah. And that's Usher, because that's the only way he can be healed. And he asks, why is it Usher? It's not Avodah Zarah. He answers, Lo Yidbuk Bechol. That's the Ran. You begin like Tosfos, and then you say like the Ran. So maybe the theory of what? Maybe the theory of Asin L'Mimshach, which was Tosfos' theory, or Rashi's theory of Nira Kamodaba, also maybe is anchored on Lo Yidbuk Bechol. Maybe yes, maybe no. But at least the Maram Chalva says it black on white. Okay? The Maram Chalva says it black on white, and we're saying that what? That it is possible. We're saying that it is possible that a Derabbanan might be what? An Abizrayu, but this is special because it has Lo Yidbuk B'Yadcha anchored. If you don't say like the Maram Chalva, then you're right. Korn Rashi Tosfos, the Derabbanan is Abizrayu. So we have both those possibilities. So let's make sure we get it. Rashi Tosfos straight up, like we presented, against the Ran. Now we're saying the Maram Chalva is a confluence of both Tosfos and the Ran. Once you say it like that, maybe Rashi and Tosfos themselves are also anchored on Lo Yidbuk B'Yadcha Min Acherim, and the only way it's an Abizrayu is because it's connected with the Lav. But if it would be a pure Derabban, it would not be an Abizrayu, and that's going to lead us now to the case in the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin. Okay? Yes, Zeb?
So Lo Yidbuk would only apply to something that is directly related to the Asi Ashir.
Any of what is Zara?
It was the only thing it was possible. According to Tosfos, Lo Yidbuk would only be if that was the only medicine possible to heal. Right? Not
according to Tosfos, but you're right. But even Tosfos is anchored on Lo Yidbuk.
But it's only an application to...
Right. It wouldn't be Lo Yidbuk...
To everything.
It wouldn't be Lo Yidbuk if there were other ways. Okay. Zev is making a good point. There is a Machlokes Tosfos and the Ran. That, there's no doubt. Right. What the Pshat in the Gemara is. The question is, how linked up to Lo Yidbuk B'Yadcha do you need to be? Tosfos says you only linked up to it if it's the only way you can be healed. According to the Ran, you could be linked up even if there are other ways. Okay? And we're going to be masber what that machlekes is all about. This is shit. Okay? You know what? Before we get to the Gemara, let's be masber it right now. Okay? What is... So everyone got this clear? Everyone got it clear? Does everyone have it clear? You got it clear 100%?
We want to know whether Abizrayu is considered to be what the Rabbanan. According to Rashi Tos Poshim Shad, it is. The Ran says the Arises. And they're arguing about the case. We bring up the Marim Chalavu, which I gave you, that says, no. Mashma, that he's combining the Ran and Tosis, that even though the Tosis Asa Lemimshach, Rashi is near Kimona, it's based on Lo Yizbuk B'Yacha. So maybe it's not a pure Rabbanan. Maybe it's not a pure Rabbanan. Maybe Rashi Tos would agree it's based on Lo Yizbuk. Two possibilities. One, Rashi Tos straight up. Second possibility, like the Marim Chalav. Okay. Now, let's get to Zevi's point now, before we get to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is the core about whether the Rabbanans are Abizrayim. What is this Machlaikis between Tosis and the Ran? How would you say the Machlaikis is? What's the Machlaikis? The Gemara's case is pigeonholed to it's the only way you can heal the guy, or there are multiple ways to heal the guy. What do you say? What would you say? What's the Machlaikis? How would you masber the machloikis in lomdish terms, whether this is a problem or not? What would you say in this case? So it could be, I wouldn't say necessarily chefsa gavra, but I would say, based on what we had just said a few seconds ago to Zevi, what does lo yidbuk biat chamum min acherim mean? Does it have to be really directly linked to avodah zarah? Or is it any, like, loose connection? I'll give you an example. The Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin that there's a lav to hug on Samech Amid Beis. There's a lav to hug the Avodah Zarah, to clean the Avodah Zarah, to kiss the Avodah Zarah. It's a lav. He hugs and he kisses, he caresses his idol. What's the case in that? It's a lav. Lav, chibuk, the nishuk of the Avodah Zarah. Now, that note of the Avodah Zarah, shel Avodah Zarah. Okay? Shel Avodah Zarah. That there no doubt is connected to the Avodah Zarah. That's not loosely connected. Lav, the lo misa, guys in the shugah, right? But it's a lav. That's no doubt. Is those actions connected to the Avodah Zarah? Of course they are. That's dibuk. You're clinging to the Avodah Zarah. He's literally clinging to you. He's hugging and caressing his idol. Okay. That's a lot. But taking a pill from an Asherah tree, is that really linked up to it? That's the Machlokes Tosfos in the Ran. The Ran says it's a formal lav. The bottom line is, it does come from an Avodah Zarah. You are getting benefit from the Avodah Zarah. It's a formal lav, finished. You are over. And even if there were other ways to be healed, you took this pill, the Ran says you are over an Isser. The Ran looks at it from a formal perspective. The Ran will say, it din formali. It's a formal, objective lav. I don't care whether it's loosely connected. You are clinging to it because you're deriving benefit. And therefore, even if there are multiple ways to get healed, you took the pill, you're over an Isser. Exactly like Zevi was asking. And Tosfos says, you know what, I'm sorry. Tosfos says, hugging it is connected to it. This is not considered to be what? Connected to it. And that's the Svara of Tosfos. Only something that's shaykh to the process of serving it. No, I wouldn't say Shkeder Shlokader, because you're not doing Avodah Zarah. But it's not connected to the service of it. This is what the Sefer Dvar Shmuel points out, a beautiful svara. He says like this. He says, Davka iser hashayich la'avodis alil. Something that's shayich to the service of it is Abizrayo, b'chla Abizrayo. Meshekin the lav of lo yidbuk, he's doing the pill for himself. It's like Orlin Kilai Karen. He's trying to get healed. He's not trying to be linked up to the Avodah Zarah.
That's what Tosa's saying.
What is Tosa saying? That if there are other ways to be what? To be healed, and he's taking this, he's only doing it to be healed. So you're not over that what? You're not going to be over that Isser. So Tosa's is what is Cholek. Tosa's Cholek, and he says what? You're not going to be over that situation of L'yidbuk B'av Chamun Mecherim. The only time you're over L'yidbuk B'av Chamun Mecherim is when what? It's going to lead you to do with the Avodah Zarah. When will it lead you to do Avodah Zarah? When it's the only way you can be healed.
So the chiluk is that if the pill is serving the avodzar or not. So
not it doesn't have to be serving, but it's going to at least put you on the way. If it's going to put you on the way, Zevi, then Tosis says it's a problem. And that's only in a situation where it's the only way to heal you. If it's the only way to heal, it's going to put you on that road. Then that's a little yidbek broken curve. But if there are other ways, you're saying it exactly correctly, then you would not be over to Yisr. If there are other ways, then it's perfectly okay. And that's exactly what Tosis says. No, it has to be mamish, cholek, and he says, no, it has to be yischolek. And he says, not a din formality, it says, sarich, alohovil, lavoda, shalavoda zara. And therefore, in a case where there are multiple ways to be healed, it's not going to lead you on that pathway. Whereas the Ran says it's a formal category. If it's a formal category, you're over to Yisr no matter what. I don't care whether it's loosely connected. That's the Machlekes Tais in the Ran that we want to be Masber in Lomdisha terms. Okay? As to whether you're over the Yisr of Lo Yivuk, Biab Chalun, Mecher. That's good for the Machlekes. To the Ran and the Taisis. And they're arguing, we said, on two counts. Number one, what the case is, and number two, whether it's Isidraishis or the Rabbanan. And Taisvis and Rashi, which we said straight up are the Rabbanans, probably that's the Pshat as in Abizrayu, unless you say they're holding like the Marim Chalava, which is anchored on Luyur, Big Marim Chalmunim, Mumim, and Acherim. But the Machlekit between the Ran and the Taisvis is critical as to how you view this lav of Lo Yidbuk, Be'arach, Mumim, and Acherim. Is it a formal category? You are connected with it. You've taken the pill. I don't care if there are multiple ways. Ron says you're over Nisidurais. That's it, finished. Tosis says, no, it's got to lead you on the way, as Zevi said, of doing the process of Avodah Zarah. That only is when it's the only way to be healed. That's why Tosis pigeonholes that case. That's also the Mimshuk Avodah Zarah. Because he has a different take. They're arguing conceptually how to view the lav of Lo Yidbuk Biavcha. They're arguing conceptually how you view this lav of Yidbuk Ba'ab Chamun Menacherim. Is it a formal? When I say formal, it means you're in that category finished. You are connected. You're clinging to it. Done, Ron says. Could be multiple ways of being healed, but you did something that's connected, finished. Tosis says, no, it's more practical. Tosis has got to lead you to the Vodazor. The only way it's going to lead you, if it's the only way it's going to, you're going to get healed. And that's it. Okay? So we have this big machlaikis here, how to view Lo Yidbuk Ba'ab Chamun Menacherim. Okay. Now this is the segue now to that Gemara I want you to, I gave you, bless you, in Masechah Sanhedrin. Let's see it inside. And this is one of the, this is the marker as to whether the Rabbanans are Abbas Raios or not. Okay? Go ahead, Evan. Does everyone have it in front of them? I gave you a photocopy. If someone doesn't have it, look on with your cover, if you can. Okay? Gemara has a case where there was a man here that had a mental illness. Okay? Let's start where I underlined. Go ahead, Evan. Let's go. There was a man that cast his eyes upon a woman, and he got this disease, Rashi says, because he loved her so much. He was having a mental illness. Go ahead. They went to ask the doctors, how do we heal this man? He's crazy now. He has a mental illness. There's no remedy until he lives with her. Until he has beer with her. Go ahead. The din is, Chum say he must die, he cannot live with her. Din, finished. Go ahead. So there's another suggestion. Let him stand. Let her stand in front of him naked. What's the din? Yamos v'al tamol l'fan of aruma. Read the whole thing together. He should die and she's not allowed to stand in front of him naked. Next suggestion. Let her speak behind a fence with him where he can't see her naked. Go ahead. That's also not allowable. All these three suggestions are not allowable. Okay? Not acceptable. We let the man die. Go ahead. Oh! Was this woman married or was she single? Now, when we talk about a single woman, we're assuming she's not a nida. Because a nida, we assume, is an erva. At least the Rambam writes a nida is an erva. Right? A single woman usually is a nida. She hasn't gone to mikveh yet. She has the status of a nida. If a man lives with a nida, sky of karis, and the Rambam paskas nida is an erva. There's a din yarav al yavar. When the Gemara here says pnuya, we assume she's not a nida.
Okay, she went to mikvah, whatever. She's not a married woman. A married woman is a chiyuv misa. A single woman, if she's not a nida, is not a chiyuv misa. So we want to know what the status of this woman is. Go ahead. It's good, according to the Ma'an number, that she's a married woman, that we have to let him be killed. Why? Because why? Because he's going to be living with who? A married woman, Eishasish. Forget about it. Yes? Now that's the first suggestion, be it. The second suggestion, looking at her when she's naked or talking to her when she's behind the fence, what is that? That's not Bia. What is that called? Abizrayu. There it is, guys. That's a case of Abizrayu, speaking to her behind the fence, or Istakhlis. That's Abizrayu. And the Gemara says black on white. Now what's the din? We have to what? We have to let him die. So the Gemara there, the Gemara is referred to in the post as Libotina, the case of Libotina. When you see that phrase, Libotina, it's Sanhedrin, Ayin Ham, and Aleph. He had this mental illness. So the Gemara clearly is talking about the din of an Abizrayu. Abizrayu. Because the last two cases, not the Bia, but talking to her when she's naked, or talking behind the fence, you don't even see her, that's not considered to be what? That's not Bia. It's not even Chibuk Venisha. It's an Abizrayu. So if she's married, slam dunk, we have to let him die. Go ahead. Ella? What's the problem if she's single? Right? What's the problem? Go ahead. Because it's going to make her family look bad. It's a terrible thing that this woman's degraded like that. It's going to make her whole family embarrassed, like Busha Barabim. And because of that, we don't want our what? Barrister and degrader. We'll have to let the man die. It's kind of like falls under the category of what? Ritzicha. Abizrayu of Ritzicha. It's not an Abizrayu of what? Of Gilarias, because she's single, but it's an Abizrayu of what? Ritzicha. Go ahead. It looks terrible. A Jewish young woman has to be treated like this? That's also like Xera. That falls more under the category of what? Give me Arias. So therefore, Poshup Shad is, and I want you to get this, okay? The simplest reading of this Gemara, let me ask you guys. Is an Issa the Rabbanan Abizrayu or not? Would you say this Gemara incorporates an Issa the Rabbanan or not? Slam dunk it does, the Rivash says. The Rivash and Simon Reish Nun Hey, let's get it down. He says an Issa the Rabbanan is Abizrayu. What do you mean? He's not even touching her. The Rivash writes from this Gemara, in Issa the Rabbanan, he is considered to be an Abizrayu. This is what he writes. His ride is from here.
What's the Issa
the Rabbanan? The Issa the Rabbanan is talking to her behind the fence.
That's not even Issa the Rabbanan. It's talking to a woman.
But in this situation, it was Xera. Shaloyu Prutzim Barayas, or because of Pekam Mishpacha. So because of that, we're saying that what? We're saying that the Rivash says that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be a din d'rabbanan. A din d'rabbanan. Now, all the Rishonim do not agree with this. So I want you to get this. The Rivash brings a raya from here that an issa d'rabbanan is considered to be an Abizrayu. Like we said in the beginning of Shir. Who do we present in the beginning of Shir that an issa d'rabbanan is Abizrayu? Straight up. Rashi and Tosus. Excellent. This concept of Issa Rabbanan be called an Abizrayu, Rivash points out from this Gemara. Okay? Rivash points out from this Gemara. Amazing. Points out from this Gemara. The Pashup Shot is that it's an Issa Rabbanan. Oh, who else says this is the Rabbanan? Who else? Let's get this. Please get it. I gave you the Rambam. Yitzi, you have your Rambam? We know that Bia with an Eishishish is an Issa D'Oraisa, Chayv Misa. What about Chibuk V'Nishuk? Is it Yarag V'Yavor? Yes or no? The Rambam says it is. The Rambam writes, Chibuk V'Nishuk with a married woman is an Abizrayu. It's D'Oraisa. D'Oraisa. The Farish Rambam.
I gave you the Rambam Pirach Kaf Aleph of us Yisur Rebiya. Allah Aleph, the Feirush. Chibuk v'nishuk, he says, is Nisidi Arise, it's Chibuk v'nishuk, is Yarav Yavo. The Magid Mishnah quotes the Ramban there on the spot and says what? He says that Chibuk v'nishuk is the Rabbanah. The Ramban is Cholek. Rak the Rabbanah. Okay? Rak the Rabbanah. So you have a machlekes between the Ram and the Ramban. The Ramban says that Chibuk v'nishuk is only the Rabbanah. Certainly what? Talking to the woman or a stockless is going to be what? The Rabbanah. So the Rivash and the Ramban will both say that a Rabbanah is called a what? An Abizrayim. Moreover, even the Rambam, if you looked in the Rambam, in Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes that Chibuk v'nishuk is the Raisa, but talking to her, or doing other things, winking at her, or doing other things, let's say, of preaches, but not touching her, that the Ram himself agrees is what? Agrees is the Rabbanah. That's in Halacha Beis. Man shouldn't act like that, he says. Halacha Beis. Ha'osa dvarim ichukos el haruchashad al harayis. Lirmos ba'enav, lishok imal, haka rosha, kalis rosh. So even the Ramam holds, even the Ramam who says that chibuk v'nishuk is the Raisa, shar dvarim, all right, the Ramam writes, shar dvarim are rak midrabanan. So what I want to build up is that it seems like this Gemara very clearly might be a raya that the Rabbanans are not as raya. And I want you to know, the Chofetz Chaim, paskin like the Ram. Let's say mixed dancing with the needed. Is that Yarag Vayavo? Machloik is between the Ramam and the Ramban. According to the Ramam, it is. The Raisa Chibuk Venishuk. According to the Ramban, the Rabbanim. The Chofetz Chaim paskin like who? Like the Rambam. Makes sense. I mean, like Chibuk v'nishuk, let's say that. That situation will be Yarav Yavar according to the Rambam. According to the Ramban, it's not. But, Chofetz Chaim paskin like the Rambam. But, what I'm bringing out is that talking to her, or istakless, lemaisen, at least talking to her, achore ageter, poshup shot, even the Rambam would agree that that's the Rabbanim. So there is a bunch of Rishonim that view our Gemara and Sanhedrin as a Raya Brura that a Raya Brura that an Abizrayu can apply even to the Rabbanans. We let this guy die. We let this guy die. So we're bringing this as a Raya. We began sharing with the Rashi and the Tosos by us that seem to say even the Rabbanans also are labeled Abizrayu. Then we backed out of it with a second mile and said maybe they're anchored on Lo Yibuk Biacha. Then we point out this Gemara in Sanhedrin that seems to be a slam dunk Raya that the Rabbanans can be an Abizrayu. With the Rivash who says it Beferish, the Ramban says it Beferish, Chibuk v'nishuk, certainly the other things, and even the Rambam who says Chibuk v'nishuk derisa, but the other things are the Rabbanan, and that's also called seemingly, is called what? Now, do all the Rishonim agree to this? No. This is what I want to point out when looking at this Gemara. First of all, the Ran writes Beferish. The Ran writes Beferish. Okay? The Ran in Mesechus of Odozora says, you're over lo sikrivu. The Ran in Pirik Sheni of Odozora says, talking to the woman when she's naked behind the fence and you can't see her, you're over lo sikrivu. So let's just get that down. That's why I said it's not the slam dunk raya from the Gemara itself. They're Rishonim that view the Gemara. Let's just write down the Ran, who's cholek. The Ran says, you're over lo sikrivu, which is a chiddush, but he says, you're over lo sikrivu by talking to her behind the fence when she's naked. The Ran says, no, it's an Issa D'Oraisa, what's going on in this Gemara. That's what the Ran says. The Ran has such a chiddush. And the Shach says that the Rambam, the Shach and Simon Kuf Nun Zayin Sif Katan Yud, also writes, let's get it, Kuf Nun Zayin is in your day. Simon Kuf Nun Zayin, the Shach and the Note of Yudah say the Rambam also is talking about Issa D'Oraisa. Okay, it's a bit of a chiddush, because the truth of the matter is the Rambam only said Chibuk V'nishuk D'Oraisa. But I want you just to know, the Ran and the Shach say, the Shach saying the Rambam, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. So it's not slam dunk that all the Rishonim agree from, that this Gemara is a raya, that it's the Rabbanan's Arba's raya. Maybe it's talking about Nisid Yoreis. But that's a bit of a Chiddush that Rashi will say. Shachin Yordea in the note of Yehuda. The Shachin Yordea in the note of Yehuda say that there is no such what? No such raya. They say that this Gemara was talking about Nisid Yoreis. But it's a bit of a Chiddush. The Gilyam Arshah says, Chibut Venisha Gekorin Rav Yoreis. But the other things are the Rabbanan. And I want you to get down to Psak Halacha. The Shach writes, even though he's Soser himself, the Shach writes, let's get this other Shach, in Simen Kufnun Zion, Sifkot Nyudi says, an Irvid the Rabbanan, the Kuliyama Yavor V'al Yehareg. An Irvid the Rabbanan, the Kuliyama Yavor V'al Yehareg. Irvid the Rabbanan, the Shach says, Irvid the Rabbanan, Yavor V'al Yehareg. He doesn't believe that an Avazrael can apply to a Rabbanan. In the Erev of the Rabbanan, Yavor V'al Yehareg. Ref, let yourself be killed. Shach says it beferish. It's Mamish beferish. Now he's Soser himself. He writes that if a Jewish man, he says that if a Goyish man, Lamaisa, it's a Bechidish, lives with a Jewish woman, it's a Rabbanan. Okay? A Jewish man that's Boil a Shiksa is a Rabbanan. And there he says Yarev V'al Yavor. Stirim. A Jewish man with a shiksa is an issa the Rabbanan. It's Osir. But he says, Yarev al Yavor. What do you mean? I thought you just said Yavor by Yarev. Let me give you the two shachs where they're sosin themselves. That shach I just mentioned is Simon Kuf Nun, okay? Sifkot Yud Beis. Kuf Nun, Sifkot Yud Beis. Okay, this is what the shach is, contradicts himself. Two places. But the pashtus is the Rabbanans. Shach says, at least in this Shach, Irvid the Rabbanan, you don't say Abizrael. The Rabbanan's Rabbanan, you don't say Abizrael. You don't say Abizrael. You don't say Abizrael. Shach says it. Who else says it? Did we say? Shach, the Ran, exactly. The Ran says, Argor, the Rishon. So this is what we have to try to save. Halach Lamais. I want you guys to get this. Halach Lamais. Okay? Halach Lamais. How do we save this Gemara? In other words, we presented this whole Hesber that the Rabbanans should be what? The Rabbanans should be called Abizrayus. Rashi tells us by us, the simplest reading of the Gemara, all these Rishonim, the Rivash, the Rabban. We had a different Mahalath Rashi does, maybe it's Anchor Lo Yidbuk. So how are we going to save this Gemara? How are we going to get out of this Gemara? So maybe you can get out of the Gemara in the following vein. Okay? These were special gzeiras made that the Bnos Yisrael should not be what? Prutzos. Or Pagam Mishpacha. These are special, unique gzeiras. And they were invoked and enacted for cases of life and death. They were invoked and enacted for cases of life and death that, yes, this man we would let die. But you cannot bring a Raya Daniel from here to all other cases that the Rabbanans are Abizrayu, because the Rabbanans will not be Abizrayus. Aye, this Gemara, he's speaking to her behind the fence. That's a special Rabbanan Zeru. I want you to get this. This is what the Sefer Dvar Shmuel says. It's a special rabbinic Zeru that was made in cases of life and death that we should let the guy die. We don't want the family to be embarrassed. We don't want Jewish women to be degraded, and we will let the guy die. But you cannot extrapolate from here that all the Rabbanans, there is a din of Abizrayu of Yarev al Yavor. It's a unique, special Gemara. These gzeiras. And therefore, you could get out of it and say, this Gemara is not a slam dunk raya that all the Rabbanans are Abizrayus, like the Rivash said, like the Ramban wanted to say, like we wanted to say, even according to the Rambam. It's not a slam dunk raya. This was a unique, special case that these gzeiras, the Rabbanans, were made to avoid degradation of Jewish women or a pagam mishpacha. But the Rabbanans in general, we would assume like the Psak of the Shach, an Irvid the Rabbanan Yavor v'al Yehareg. Okay? You'll tell me, Rebbe, but Rashi and Tosfos and our Gemara say, what, David? They're the Rabbanans and it's Abizrayu. We can't take the pill from Atzei Asherah trees. What's the answer? It's not a pure Rabbanan. It's based on what? Lo Yidbak. How do we know that? The Maram Chalva combined the two. So that's how we would say the other Mahalach and Rashi.
Or guys, we could say Rashi and Tosa straight up, and go with the other Rishonim and say that Abizraya would be. I'll give you a case, Nafka Minu Adina. Many years ago, there was a story of a man who was skiing, and he was on those, what do they call, gondolas?
Yeah.
He was on the gondola, and he was sitting next to a woman, and they closed it. They closed down for the night, and they left him up there with her. Shiloh Yichud. Everyone went home for the night. He's Yichud with a woman. Now, she's a single woman, let's say. She was Jewish. She's a Nida, let's say. So Yichud with a woman who's Chayav Karis or more is an Issa D'Oraisa. So that is a big problem. That's an Issa D'Oraisa. Pashup shot, that would be Nabizrayu. But let's talk about a case where she was single. We don't allow this nowadays, but let's say she went to mikveh. Okay, we don't allow that. Every single woman, we don't allow single women to go to mikveh, unless they're in a kala that's getting married. But let's say she was not a nida. So living with her would be an issa midrabbana. It's an issa midrabbana, live with a woman out of wedlock. She's not a nida. Again, we don't have those cases, but in theory we're saying. So you're talking about yichud with an issa midrabbana. That's an abizrayu. Would he be mechuyev to... No, he's not going to get killed. But the fellow, is he mechuyev to jump off? The guy did jump off and broke his leg. That was actually the story many, many years ago. But in the situation, let's say she was single and she was not a needed. So that's yichud with an issa d'rabbanan. Because if you live with her, it would be an issa d'rabbanan. Is that an abizrayu? That's our topic today, guys. Is an issa d'rabbanan called an abizrayu. You open up the Gemara, we learn Rashi Taisus, slam dunk, the d'rabbanan, nira kemodaba, nira kemodaba, asila mimshach. Those are the d'rabbanans. I would say, according to Rashi and Taisus, it's labeled as a what? Abizrayu. Pashup shat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, a d'rabbanan is labeled as an abizrayu. The Rivosh, the Ramban, yes. Maybe he did right by jumping off. But if you reject the way we read Rashi and Taisus, and you say that it's like the Maram Chalva, that's anchored on Lo Yidbuk Biarcha, or you say those are special Gzeirah Drabonans, that we shouldn't embarrass the family or degrade Jewish women, and you can't extrapolate, then only those dinim is what? Ab Israel. But every Drabonan, you would go with the Shach, and every Drabonan, you would say Yavor Vayaharek, and he should not have jumped down. Yavor Vayaharek. Shouldn't have risked his life by jumping down. I, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, no, we pigeonhole the Gemara. Those are special cases. Those are special cases. Because we would limit that Zeru Drabbanan. Okay? So you see, it's a tremendous chiddush here. Isn't Issa Drabbanan going to be called an Abizrayu? That we would say Yarav Yavra. So you have one approach with Rashi and Tosfos, and you have another approach, and that leads us to how to read the Gemara in the Masechta Sanhedrin. Is that a slam dunk? You read the Gemara, push it out to slam dunk, right? So the Rabbanan is considered to be what? The Gemara was asking, what's the problem? You read it very nicely, Evan. What does the Gemara say? What's the problem if she's married? Right? I'm sorry, what's the problem if she's single? My kuli hai. There's not even a Siddur Rabbanan there. What are you doing wrong? The Gemara says you're doing something wrong. Degradation of the family, degradation of Jewish women. But that's Xeru Drabbanan. That would limit. Those Xeru Drabbanan were enacted for a life and death situation. The guy had a mental illness, we'll say let him die. But in a regular case where the guy doesn't have a mental illness, like the case of the ski case, maybe you would say it's not an Abizrayu. And it was wrong for him jumping off. Do you say an Issa Drabbanan is called an Abizrayu for the din of Yarav El Yavra? All depends how you learn up our Gemara. All depends how you learn up our Gemara. Okay? All right, everyone have a good day, guys. It's too early to daven mincha. All right, we'll continue tomorrow, Bishop. Everyone have a good day. And, okay, good. Welcome to the fellows who came new. Welcome everyone else back. It's good to see everybody.